Welcome to 5-Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show and would like to support us more directly by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 12, The Murder of Tycho Brahe. The death of Tycho Brahe, one of the most brilliant astronomers of the Renaissance, has been the subject of fascination and speculation for centuries. Brahe, a Danish nobleman, contributed significantly to astronomy, providing detailed observations of the night sky that laid the groundwork for modern celestial mechanics. However, his untimely death in 1601, under somewhat mysterious circumstances, has led to persistent rumours that he was murdered, possibly poisoned. Although modern science has provided some insight into the cause of his death, the lingering mystery surrounding his final days has ensured that the story continues to intrigue. Tycho Brahe was born in 1546 in Scania, then part of Denmark, to an aristocratic family. From a young age, he displayed a keen interest in astronomy, a rapidly advancing field as scholars sought to understand the movements of the planets and stars. Brahe's meticulous and precise observations set him apart from many of his contemporaries. His work was so valued that King Frederick II of Denmark gave him an island, Hven, where Brahe built a state-of-the-art observatory, Uraniborg. From this vantage point, Brahe spent decades mapping the stars, creating detailed astronomical tables that would later influence Johannes Kepler's laws of planetary motion. Brahe's life was marked by controversy and conflict, despite his scientific achievements. His aristocratic background made him both a respected figure and a target for political intrigue. In 1597, after falling out of favour with the Danish monarchy, Brahe left Denmark and eventually found refuge at the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II's court in Prague. Here, Brahe continued his astronomical work, collaborating with the mathematician Johannes Kepler. The circumstances surrounding Brahe's death in 1601 have long been the subject of speculation. According to historical accounts, Brahe fell ill after attending a banquet in Prague. He was said to have suffered from a painful and prolonged urinary retention, leading to his death on the 24th of October 1601. Contemporary reports describe Brahe's final days as agonizing, with his health rapidly deteriorating. His official cause of death was attributed to a bladder or kidney ailment, possibly a burst bladder, a theory supported by the fact that Brahe reportedly refused to leave the banquet to relieve himself, adhering to the etiquette of the time. However, not long after his death, rumours began to circulate that Brahe had been poisoned. These rumours were driven mainly by the political and personal intrigue surrounding Brahe's life, particularly his connections to the imperial court in Prague. One of the most persistent theories was that Brahe had been poisoned by his assistant and fellow astronomer, Johannes Kepler. While there is little evidence to support this claim, the theory suggests that Kepler, who went on to achieve fame with his own astronomical discoveries, may have had a motive to remove Brahe in order to access his detailed astronomical data. Kepler, who had long struggled to advance his own theories, may have seen Brahe's death as an opportunity to use the data to formulate his laws of planetary motion. Nevertheless, this theory remains speculative, and there is no direct evidence to implicate Kepler in Brahe's death. Another theory posits that Brahe was poisoned on the orders of King Christian IV of Denmark. Brahe had previously fallen out of favour with the Danish court after King Frederick II's death, and his relationship with Christian IV was strained. The theory suggests that the Danish king may have sought revenge against Brahe for reasons related to political rivalry or personal grievances. Some versions of the theory even claim that Brahe had an affair with the king's mother, which led to his assassination. However, like the Kepler theory, this version of events is based more on speculation than concrete evidence. In the centuries following Brahe's death, the rumors of poisoning persisted, particularly as medical knowledge advanced and more details of his symptoms came to light. In 1901, on the 300th anniversary of Brahe's death, his grave in Prague was opened and his remains were exhumed for examination. At the time, the investigators found no conclusive evidence of poisoning, but the idea that Brahe may have been murdered continued to capture the public imagination. In 2010, Brahe's body was exhumed once again, this time using modern forensic techniques to test for traces of poison, particularly mercury. This substance was known to have been used for medicinal purposes in Brahe's time, but could also be lethal in large doses. Hair and bone samples were analyzed for mercury levels, and the results showed that while Brahe had been exposed to mercury during his lifetime, possibly due to his work with scientific instruments, the levels were not high enough to suggest mercury poisoning as the cause of death. The study concluded that Brahe likely died of natural causes, possibly related to a bladder or kidney infection, consistent with historical accounts. Despite these findings, the murder theories surrounding Brahe's death have not entirely faded. The intrigue of his life, coupled with the mystery of his sudden illness and death, has made him a subject of fascination for both historians and conspiracy theorists alike. While the evidence strongly suggests that Brahe's death was not the result of foul play, the persistent rumors of poisoning reflect the broader tensions of the time. Tensions between scientific advancement and political power, between traditional beliefs and emerging modern knowledge. Tycho Brahe's legacy, however, lies not in the mystery of his death, but in his monumental contributions to astronomy. His work paved the way for Kepler's breakthroughs and laid the foundation for future scientific discoveries. The precision and dedication with which Brahe conducted his observations of the heavens continue to be recognized as a turning point in the history of science. Though his death may remain clouded in uncertainty for some, his achievements are undeniable, marking him as one of the great minds of the Renaissance and a key figure in the development of modern astronomy. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.